Station 3. The accommodation at the camp evolved over its many years of operation. Initially, the former military sleeping quarters were bare, with raw floorboards and no insulation. Little was done to make them civilian-ready for the migrants. People were separated by gender into different dormitories until smaller family units were built.
We were all separately. When I said we, all the migrants were separated according to their marital status and their sex. Single women and married women without children would be in one lot of huts. Men would be on their own, with single or married, and women with children would be in different huts again. So they were all separated. Two of us actually walked into the hut in block number 21, and there were 12 beds on each side of the hut. It was by that time, I suppose, close to midnight. Most of them were asleep, but few woke up. There was a door on each end of the hut. It was as the army left it. They left and we walked in.
We were shown two sparse little dimly lit rooms. Naked bulb just lit up the interior. Beds, army blankets, virtually no furniture. Our luggage hadn't arrived. We were cold. We were tired. It was rather a very dark reception, really.